Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, and today we're going to dive into one of the most powerful yet most overlooked drivers of company value, monopoly control. Now, when you hear the word monopoly, you might think of board games, or you might think of giant corporations like Google, Apple, or Amazon. But monopoly control doesn't mean you have to be the biggest in your industry. It means you've created a moat around your business, something that makes you the only choice for your customers in your specific space. And here's why this matters. Businesses with monopoly control have pricing power. They don't have to compete on discounts. They don't have to chase every customer. Instead, they can charge more, maintain healthier margins, and when the time comes, command a much higher valuation. Today, I want to break this down in a way that's practical for you as a business owner. We'll cover why monopoly control matters, the pain points that keep most owners stuck in commodity land, and I'll share a story of a founder who beat billion-dollar competitors not by doing more, but by doing less. So let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like you're always in a pricing war? You come up with a fair price, but then a competitor undercuts you, and suddenly you're forced to defend your worth or shave off your margins. This is the trap of commoditization. When customers see you as interchangeable with others in your market, they start shopping based on price alone. And here's the hard truth. If buyers, whether they're your customers today or a potential acquirer down the road, see your business as a commodity, they won't pay a premium. They'll see you as replaceable. For many owners, this leads to a constant feeling of being stretched thin. They're serving too many types of customers, offering too many products, and trying to compete on too many fronts. And instead of creating strength, it creates fragility. Does it sound familiar? The good news is there's a way out. And it starts with focusing, not expanding. I want to share a story that really illustrates this. It's about Adam Rossi, a founder who faced off against some of the biggest names in defense and technology, companies like Lockheed Martin. Now, most people would assume that the only way to compete with billion-dollar firms is to try and match their scale. More products, more features, more markets. But Rossi took the opposite approach. He asked, "What is the one problem I can solve better than anyone else?" For him, that problem was helping law enforcement and intelligence agencies process massive amounts of complex data in real time. His company developed specialized software that could break encrypted messages, perform facial recognition, and deliver intelligence to agents in the field, even in active combat zones. Here's the key. He didn't try to serve everyone. He focused exclusively on one group, law enforcement and intelligence agencies, with one set of critical problems. Meanwhile, his billion-dollar competitors were offering general-purpose solutions. Rossi went deep where others went broad. And because he went deep, he knew his customers better than anyone else. He earned trust, domain expertise, and even the government clearances required to work in national security environments. That created monopoly control. The results? When Rossi floated a sale price for his company, expecting pushback, he didn't just get one offer. He got five offers, and one buyer even gave him a 100% cash deal, no earnout. Think about that. He didn't need to run a fancy auction. He didn't need to fight for attention. Buyers were lined up because he had something truly unique, truly defensible. And here's the takeaway for you. Monopoly control doesn't require billions of dollars. It requires clarity, focus, and the courage to specialize. Now let's connect this to the framework we've been walking through, the eight key drivers of company value. Monopoly control is about building a moat around your business so that you, not the market, set the terms. As Warren Buffett always said, or often said, the broader the moat, the more valuable the castle. Here's how it works. A company with monopoly control has pricing authority. they don't have to slash margins to win business. Pricing authority leads to stronger gross margins. Stronger gross margins flow into higher EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, and higher EBITDA means a higher valuation. It's a virtuous cycle, and it all starts with owning your niche. Case studies from the Value Builder system show this in action. TechSight, a software company that focused narrowly on healthcare compliance, by solving one critical problem deeply, they owned their space and achieved enviable margins. EnviroClean, a company that specialized not just in industrial cleaning, but in hazardous material cleanup, their investment in training, certifications, and relationships created a moat that competitors couldn't cross. Both companies became highly attractive acquisition targets, not because they were the biggest, but because they were the only ones in their niche who could solve those problems at that level. Let's bring this back to you as a business owner. Here's what life without monopoly control often looks like. You're constantly under pressure to lower your prices. You feel like you have to serve everyone to keep revenue up. Your margins are thinner than they should be. And when you think about exiting, you worry, will anyone pay what this business is really worth? These aren't just financial challenges. They're emotional. It's exhausting to feel like you're running a treadmill business, working harder but not really building long-term value. Monopoly control is the lever that breaks that cycle. So how do you start building your own moat? Here are three proven strategies from the 8 Key Drivers playbook. Niche specialization. Pick one segment, one pain point, one urgent problem. Go deep, not wide. Dominate that space until you're the go-to. Then there's patents and intellectual property. If you can develop something unique, a process, a piece of software, a tool, protect it. IP creates an instant moat that can dramatically increase valuation. And third, customer dependency. Create products or services that become so embedded in your customer's workflow that they can't imagine operating without you. When you become mission critical, you own the relationship. And here's the nuance. Your moat doesn't have to be built on technology or patents. It can be built on trust, reputation, specialization, or access. The key is that it's defensible and difficult to replicate. As I always say, my role is to be your navigator. My goal is to help you see what others can't and then chart the best route to reach your goals. Monopoly control isn't about trying to outmuscle your competitors. It's about outpositioning them. It's about building a business that commands respect, pricing power, and ultimately a premium valuation. If today's discussion resonated with you, I encourage you to take the next step. Download our 8 Key Drivers of Company Value ebook. It goes deeper into monopoly control and the other 7 drivers with case studies and strategies you can apply immediately. And if you're serious about identifying your company's unique moat, let's talk. Our 21-point wealth assessment can help you uncover hidden opportunities and protect your legacy. Remember, you don't have to be the biggest. You just have to be the best in the niche that matters most. That's how you build monopoly control. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Carol Dewey, and this has been Navigating Abundant Retirement. Until next time, keep navigating, keep building, and keep protecting the legacy you've worked so hard for. And I'll see you again next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.